Margaret Chan described the world as ill-prepared for the killer disease that struck West Africa, leaving more than 11,000 people dead. In her address to nearly 200 member states, Dr. Chan said that with the help of the international community, she planned to bring in changes that would result in a single, streamlined structure to deal with future health emergencies. Reporting directly to Dr. Chan, the new WHO task force will have performance benchmarks for 24, 48 and 72 hours, and not months, she told delegates. The $100 million US dollar contingency fund would give the organisation the necessary resources for an initial emergency response, the WHO chief said.
I do not ever again want to see this organisation faced with a situation it is not prepared, staff, funded or administratively set up to change and manage all these changes. We will move forward on an urgent footing. I plan to complete these changes by the end of the year.
The WHO chief also said that countries needed well-functioning health systems to withstand shocks from climate change, a runaway virus, or an overload of patients with non-communicable diseases. States could help themselves by implementing agreed international health regulations, but too little is being achieved, Dr. Chan said. She added that many countries had asked her for an independent peer review to ensure that states' national capacities are up to the standard expected of them. Earlier in the day, German Chancellor Angela Merkel addressed the WHO General Assembly as head of the G7 group of industrialized nations. Dr. Merkel said there is a human right to health and that it was a key requirement for the UN Sustainable Development Goals. On Ebola, the German Chancellor said that WHO had central legitimacy on global health issues. She also called for greater collaboration between WHO, the UN system as a whole, and the World Bank to ensure that contingency plans were in place for health threats akin to those for national disasters.
If we act faster and if we have a clear command structure in place, we will be better equipped to combat a crisis such as Ebola next time.
Dr. Merkel also stressed the need for countries to build up their own resilient health systems and announced a €200 million fund for countries to do so, €70 million for West African countries alone. Dr. Merkel said it was also important to combat neglected tropical and poverty-related diseases, as well as tackling antimicrobial resistance. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.